Blog Talk Radio.
Crossover Radio, tying the community together.
Fill me.
Good afternoon and welcome to Soulful Sunday. This is Pastor Deshaun at Speak Life Ministry and Pastor Anthony Claus. We're located at 411 Jellup Avenue, Newark, and we are open on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study and Wednesday worship. We also open the doors of the church on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You could come and have an uncommon experience with the Lord. Today we celebrated Supernatural Sunday. And so I thank everyone that is tuned in today for Soulful Sunday. Again, this is Pastor Deshaun and Pastor Anthony from Speak Life Ministry. And so I'm going to pray us in, and then the next voice that you will hear is Evangelist Vishana. And so, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. I plead just to move by your power and move by your might, Lord God. Open each and every one of our ears, Lord God. Open our hearts and open our minds so that we can receive the word on today, Lord God. Allow us to apply the word to our minds, our bodies, our spirits, and our soul, Lord God. Oh God, allow the word to shift us, make us, and mold us, Lord God. Allow the word to uproot what needs to be uprooted, Lord God. Allow the word to spring forth what needs to be spring forth, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to touch each and every listener on the line today, Lord God. Whether they ask for prayer or not, Lord God, touch them in that area of their life that is dry, Lord God. Touch them in the dry areas of their life, Lord God, so that they can live and do your will, Lord God. Lord God, we just speak supernatural flow on the line today, Lord God. We speak that your healing manifestation will come forth. We speak that the glory of God will come forth. We speak that it will come forth with power, Lord God, your dominion power, Lord God. We speak to everyone at the sound of my voice, Lord God, that they will surrender to your will on today, Lord God, and that we will allow you to have your way in our lives, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. We bless you in spite of what we're waiting for. We bless you in spite of the process, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, and we thank you for the peace that you have given us, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for making ways out of nowhere, Lord God. Thank you for holding back the enemy, Lord God. Thank you for new grace and new mercy, Lord God. Thank you for peace that surpasses all things, Lord God. Thank you that we are the head and not the tail, and that we are above and not beneath, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your stripes. We are healed, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God. We just bless your name, Lord God, because we will live and we will live to do your works, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we say thank you. Father God, we say thank you. Lord God, I say thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your presence even on the line right now, and I say thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your power. I thank you for new beginnings. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just say thank you. As we get ready to prepare for the new week, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God. You and you alone are worthy to be praised, so we say thank you. And so wherever you are right now, just open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord thank you. Begin to tell the Lord thank you. Thank you that he didn't leave you in a condition you were in last week. Thank you that he gave you new grace and mercy to wake up this morning. Thank you that he blessed you in spite of you. Thank you for the blood that never loses its power. Thank him for life. Thank him that your limbs are working. Thank him that you're in your right state of mind. Thank him for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank him for your children. Thank him for new promotions. Thank him for open heavens. Thank him for the angels. Thank him for Jesus. Just open your mouth and tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you because God is good to us. Tell him thank you because without God we wouldn't be here. Tell him he's worthy to be praised. Tell him thank you because he's able to fix what needs to be fixed. Tell him thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. Begin to tell the Lord thank you, and the spirit of peace will overtake you. Begin to tell the Lord thank you, and you'll know that there's a shift that has come. Just tell the Lord thank you, and the healing you need in your body will fall. Just tell the Lord thank you. If you're lonely in your spirit, tell the Lord, thank you. He'll send you a companion. He'll send you a Boaz. He'll send you a wife. He'll send you faith. Just tell him thank you. Just tell him thank you, Lord God. I still thank you even while I wait, Lord God. I will still worship you while I wait, Lord God. I'll worship you and I'll praise you in spite of what it looked like, because if God said it, he will do it. He will bring it to pass, because he's not like man. He cannot lie. He will not lie. And so we just give you glory, Lord God. I just feel him in my spirit. I just feel the need to tell God thank you. There's some things you may have overcome this week, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just thank you for changing the answers of the doctors. We thank you, Lord God, for holding back the police officers. We thank you, Lord God, for holding back diapers and not allowing our children to be taken from us. We thank you for holding back the death angel, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we didn't get bad news this week, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory, Lord God, and we bless you, Lord God. For you are so worthy, Lord God. Even with the petty things that try to come, you blocked it, Lord God. Even when the enemy tried to take our mind, you blocked it, Lord God. Even when we had no way out, you made a way out, Lord God. Even when the water seemed like it was going to drown me, you pulled me out, Lord God. Even before they closed the coffin, you said, not my daughter and not my son. So I am grateful and I say thank you, Lord God. Even when the police pulled us over, they let us go when they shouldn't have, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. Even when the bill collectors come, they say, I'll make a deal on top of the deal. If you give me less, I'll still let you keep what is yours. And we say thank you, Lord God. Even when we fall short, you still take your hand and you bend down and lift us up, Lord God. You still cover us with your blood and your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Even when the enemy try to take our mind, Lord God, you say, not my daughter and not my son, that your will be done, Lord God. So I say thank you, Lord God. Even as the enemy try to take my voice, I say thank you, Lord God. Because I know that you're able and I know that you're willing, Lord God. I just give you glory and I give you honor, Lord God. Oh, I feel your presence all over me, Lord God, because I know you'll never leave me nor forsake me, Lord God. So I say thank you, Lord God. Oh, I have a reason to tell the Lord thank you. I have a reason to tell the Lord thank you. I have a reason to tell the Lord thank you. No matter what's going on, I have a reason. There was something in front of me that makes me say thank you that does not exist anymore. When I look back over my life, I have a reason to say thank you, Lord God. When I should have been committed in the hospital, when I should have been dead in the grave, I'm still here alive doing the will of God. I say thank you, Lord God, that you saw fit to clean up me, Lord God, that you saw fit to bless me over and over again. And no matter what words come, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We say thank you, Sweet Life Ministry. I look at your family and say thank you. Walk through your home and say thank you. Look out your window and look at your transportation and say thank you. If you don't have any transportation, say, Lord God, I thank you for the new transportation that's on its way, Lord God. If you're still waiting for your healing, say, Lord God, I thank you for my healing. I dare you just to prophesy to yourself. I dare you just to find a mirror and look in the mirror and speak life over yourself. I dare you to decree and declare the word of God, that it is all powerful, that it is all knowing, that it cannot come back void. And so I say thank you, Lord God. Oh, I have a lot to be grateful for. There's so much that's being released to me. There's so much wealth that's on its way. The peace of God has already knocked on my door and overtaken me. The power of God has already overtaken me. The strength of God has already overtaken me. The joy of God has already overtaken me. And so then we wait for the rest, but we wait in the power of God, and we wait in the peace of God, and we wait with it on our tongue. God, we could be in worse condition, so I say thank you, Lord. I can be sleeping underneath a bridge right now, but I walk through my home, and so I say thank you, Lord God. And even if it's an apartment, it's yours. Walk through it and say thank you, Lord God. I look at the things God has given you, say thank you, Lord God. You could just start with yourself, your limbs, your body, your breath, your eyes, your nose, your ears. Your body is able to move, is able to function. You're able to work. You're able to think. You're able to open your mouth and give God glory. And so we say thank you, Lord. It's just in my spirit to say thank you. It's in my belly to say thank you, Lord God. Some didn't wake up this morning. And so, Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you saw fit to wake me up this morning, Lord. And so I say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I say thank you, Lord. I owe you my life. Yet you gave your life for me. And so I say thank you, Lord. Lord God, have your way, Lord God. Have your way in us and through us, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you honor. And in Jesus' name we say amen. And so at this time we're going to have Evangelist Rashana. She's going to come with her lesson, and she's going to be able to pour into us. God bless you.
I bless you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Soulful Sundays. My name, as Pastor Claus said, is Evangelist Brown. Today's scripture comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, the 9, verse 6 through 8, which says, "The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work." And so, therefore, today's title is "You Reap What You Sow." So we ask, who wrote the book? 2 Corinthians is the 8th book in the New Testament, written about 56 A.D. It is one of 4 letters written by Paul the Apostle. This letter was directly addressing the church in Corinth, which he had established during his second going out. In the letter, Paul is defending and protecting his apostleship. He was also assigned to teach and warn against false teachers who were spreading hearsay. So ultimately, his purpose in this letter was to urge the people of Corinth to trust the Lord and to edify each other. Edify meaning enlighten each other. So who's speaking? In these verses, Apostle Paul is urging the people of the Corinthians, the people of the church, to give offerings as they had said they would to the believers in Judea, just as they had promised. He taught that if they gave generously, they would also reap generously. Apostle Paul's job throughout the book was to change the minds and the hearts of the people of Corinth. In Paul's parting warning to the people, he says, "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in faith, prove your own selves." 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. So as I thought about the title of today's teaching, I had to think back to what I had heard when I heard this verse said to me, "You reap what you sow." So what was the first thing that came to mind? Well, for me, I've always heard that the energy that you put out is what you get back, which somewhat translate into the consequences or rewards of your actions will be returned to you. So as a child, I was always taught to do good. And good will come back to me. Good will be returned to me. Do bad, and the same will be returned. Some people call it karma. What you do to others will be done to you. So even before I had a deeper understanding of the gospel, I would always try to live as if God was watching me in everything I would do, always mindful that there is an all-seeing eye, that there is a God in heaven. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." So I didn't live perfectly as a child when I was out in the world, because I'm not perfect, but also because I was in the world and I was influenced by just about everything other than God. I won't say that it was hard to live right, but don't get me wrong, I wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that easy either. When you keep God first in everything you do, when you don't keep God first in everything you do, rather, you can be distracted from doing what is right. You can be persuaded to do what you see and act as those that are around you. So eventually, you will begin to think that what you're doing, the way you're living, is right. It's called having a reprobative mind, where you no longer see, you no longer hear, or feel that God that God is not approving of your behavior. You begin to think that what you're doing is right. You don't see the wrong in it. So in my younger years, I've fallen, I've messed up, and still today I may even mess up still because I am of flesh and blood. I'm human. But the point is I try now more than ever to live in a manner that God will approve of and in a way that is pleasing to him. In life, I try to stay mindful that whatever the work I do is for the glory of God. In order for the people to see God in me, I want to live godly and be of a godly spirit. No one is perfect, so that means that we all have to deal with our emotions, our feelings from time to time, as does everyone else that experiences trials and tests. We are all human and all fall short of the glory of God as we go through a myriad of human expressions, as we go through our daily lives, as we go through the experiences that come upon us. However, what's important is to try not to dwell in those places, not to respond to others in negative, sorrowful, and resentful manners. In the work that we do for God, we have to really stay mindful not to be begrudging as we are living out God's plan and we are doing his work. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, let us not be weary in doing well. I believe that God is telling us in this title, in this learning on today, that God is telling us that as we go about our lives and we are doing his will and we're doing his work, that we should stay mindful to do it with kindness, do it with sincerity, do it with gladness in our heart. As we are helping our fellow brothers, as we are helping our fellow Christians, our sisters, the people we see on the street, wherever we go, be a help, but be happy to be a help. The work that we do is a good work, and we should be happy and joyful in serving the Lord. We should work not looking for reward from them that we help, but do it because it's the right thing to do. So when I say work, I mean being a help to others. When we do this, God himself will bless us. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 4, it says, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. And so today I would encourage you to all be mindful. Be mindful in everything that you do, remembering that it is of God that we are working. We are here to do his work. Do good to others, not for their reward, but because God is watching you. God is taking account of everything you do. So in all our work, we seek his approval, and we want to make him proud. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25 says, and whatsoever ye do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. Be mindful of how you act in as you move forward throughout your week coming, as we go into our workplace, as we go into the supermarkets, as we pass people on the street. Be mindful of them and look to them with empathy. Look to serve them or to do good to them as it is moved on your heart. But remember that God is within you. He that dwells within your belly, and you want to please him. You want him to be approving of what you do, how you go forward, how you live your life, the words that you speak, the actions that you hand out and you give to other people. You want him to be approving of all that you do because we love God, we are his children, and we are his humble servants. And in all that, I say thank you. That would be all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Sister and Evangelist. Forgive me. Thank God for Evangelist Rashada, Evangelist Brown, for coming forth. And as God has been allowing us to raise up and train evangelists, learning that each one teaches one. And we're learning the principles of becoming a friend before you become a preacher, and the principle of giving the love of Christ before you try to give the rod of Christ, and the principles of doing unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Also, always remembering, as the evangelists say, that we reap what we sow. And so we just thank God for each evangelist that have come forth to even come forth to, this is their first time, some of them ever being even used at a level where there's others listening. We'll say as a platform, we all use every day at work, the grocery store. It all just depends on how you allow God to use you. Are you putting your concerns before everybody else's, or you just going to say, God, use me, and I'm going to sit myself at the altar? Because the Bible says that if you take care of God's business, he'll take care of you. And so for anyone that does not know what evangelist is someone who has been given a special empowerment by the Holy Spirit to evangelize. And so then what is evangelizing? It is to proclaim the message of God, the good news of God, to proclaim the mercy to sinners, to tell them about the same grace and mercy that's keeping you alive, to tell them about the same grace and mercy that loved them in spite of their situations, and tell them about the Great Commission to go out and preach the gospel to the people of God so that God will not lose his sons and daughters. And we want to do it in love. We want to give them the good news. The Greek word for good news is bring good tidings to them. We want to be able to uplift them. When you run into someone else, the last thing you want to hear is what your situation is. I need to know how it's going to get fixed, when it's going to get fixed, when is Jesus going to show up, but how long is it going to take for Jesus to get here? And most people, when they're in a situation, they just want someone to come and speak a word to them, someone to tell them that, you know, God heard you last night, and this is what he said, and this is what he's going to do. And even if you don't have the gift, the prophetic gift to speak what thus says the Lord, you still can speak what the word of God says. We have 66 books with over 800,000 words, and every word in the book of the Bible shall come to pass. Each and every revelation shall manifest. Each and every word will not come back void. It will do what God says it to do. So when they tell you to bless the Lord, oh my soul, when they tell you to lift your hands in the sanctuary, when they tell you to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise, open your mouth in spite of what's going on. And if you don't understand it, if you've never been to a church where they are worshiping God, where they're yelling hallelujah, the greatest praise, the highest praise, when they're giving God glory, see what others doing, whatever you feel in your spirit. If your flesh is telling you to be quiet, then you summon your flesh to sit down and be quiet, because God has given us dominion and has given us authority. And God seeks to use us. He wants us to show the world who Jesus is. He wants us to show the world what is the kingdom of God, what is the supernatural power of God. And so we thank God for his power. We thank him for his love. We thank him for each and every evangelist that comes forth. We thank him for Speak Life Ministry. We thank him for even trusting us and in being able to give us what is his, because the church belongs to God. The people belongs to God. Everything belongs to God, but he saw fit to give us a piece of it so that we can watch over it and not rule over it, but we watch over it because we want the Lord to rule over us. And so at this time, if anyone has a prayer request, I'll take some prayer requests at this time. We had someone from 908-494. I don't know if he or she is still on the line. 908-494. So while we wait to see if they're going to call back, we'll just say, Lord, I thank you. We'll just tell the Lord, thank you. And today we learned about the dry bones today. Today we learned about the Lord speaking to the prophet Ezekiel and asking him, can these dry bones live? And the answer was yes. And so I encourage each and every listener on the phone that no matter what your situation is, if you cry out to the right person, to God who art in heaven, he will fix the situation. He may not fix it how you want him to fix it, when you want him to fix it, but God will fix the situation. He may not come when you want him, but that old cliche, but he is always on time. There haven't been a time that God has not shown up for me. There hasn't been a time where I was in a situation and God just didn't show up. I could not find him. I prayed and he didn't answer. I paid my tithes and nothing came forth. I prayed and I kept seeking him and nothing happened. I prayed I cannot tell you that there is a time that I have not prayed to God and he didn't move on my behalf, because the God that we serve is a keeper of his word. And I thank God for just being so awesome. I thank him for just being so amazing. And even as the woman of God evangelist came forth, you reap what you sow. I thank God that, you know, we're not, if we were truly the way that God taught the message today through the woman of God, we reap what we sow, but he was teaching us how to sow. He was teaching us how, what do you want to reap a harvest, then you be a blessing. If you want to reap finances, then you sow finances. If you want to reap joy, then you sow joy. If you want to reap peace, then you sow peace. If you want to reap power, then you sow power. You reap what you sow. Whatever you're giving out, that's what's coming back. Whatever you're giving out, some people say you give it out to the atmosphere, or you give it out to your energy. We say whatever the spirits you allow to use you, when they finish using you, they'll be back to collect what they want to collect from you. But if you want to be used by the Spirit, be used by the Spirit of God. Be used by the Holy Spirit. Be submissive to the will of God. Trust God that I don't like the way it feels, but I'm going to stay right here. Trust God that I have nothing else to lose, so I'm going to try you, Lord God. Sometimes I feel like my enemies are all surrounding me, Lord God, and I don't know which way to go, Lord God. What have I done wrong, Lord God? And if you feel like you're in a dry place, all you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me for my sins, Lord. Lord, I repent, Lord God, for the things I have done knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. I repent for my words. I repent for the things that I do in the dark. I repent for just breaking your heart. I repent for not keeping your word. I repent for not trusting. I repent for not forgiving. For a lot of us on the line, sometimes it's so hard to forgive. And now the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:9-13, that if you forgive, I'll forgive you. When they asked Jesus how to pray, he said, this is how you pray. And so God cannot forgive you of all the things you have done, because you won't forgive somebody for one or two things they have done to you. And I will encourage you to forgive them and let them go. Every time you're with a certain person, every time you're around a certain people, every time you try to hang out or try to go check on somebody, the same thing happened to you. And so soon people will say, well, the first time fool me once, but don't fool me twice. And so then you got to dig deep and say, Lord God, increase my spirit of discernment, because I can't keep going back and forth. My soul is just being pushed back and forth. My spirit, man, just feels so weak, Lord God. But you said that you are my strength, and I'll find strength in you, Lord God. And then no matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on, give God praise. Through the tears, give him praise. Through the pain, give him praise. If you have pain in your body, even right now, you lay your hands on your body and you say, by his stripes, I am healed. Lord God, you said in Psalms 130, we are healed from all our iniquities, from all our sins because of you, from all our sicknesses because of you, Lord Jesus. You say that your blood never loses its power. So immerse me in your blood, Lord God. Hide me behind the cross, Lord God. Shield my heart and shield my children from this dangerous community, Lord God. Protect me when I go out to and fro, when I go to work, when I go to school, when I go to the grocery store. Cover my children and cover my home, cover my possessions, cover my mind, Lord God. And God will do it. It is time for us to wake up and realize who God is. It is time for us to wake up and realize how powerful God is. And so right now we're going to pray for the woman of God. She is from East Orange. And so we're going to ask everybody just to touch and agree with the woman of God, that God will touch her mind right now. And that we come to God in the name of Jesus right now for your daughter, your servant, Lord God. Lord God, we send you to her place of residence right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we speak peace to her mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We send the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn up everything that's not of you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you said no weapon formed against us should prosper, Lord God. you say to every tongue that rises against us, Lord God, that you will deal with, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God. But, Lord God, we ask you not to hold your peace back from your daughter, Lord God. She's in need of peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we send a fresh wind of your glory to her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we believe that you're touching her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I supernaturally do it for her, Father God, because we know that you're able and we know that you're willing, Lord God. Lord God, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. And so, Lord God, right now, as you silence everything that's trying to attack her mind, her thoughts, Lord God, her conscience, Lord God. And, Lord God, as you increase the Holy Spirit in her, Lord God, allow your will to be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I allow your will to be done in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We decree and declare that we will hear a report back from the woman of God. We decree and declare that we will hear a report back that she felt the power of God, that she felt the glory of God, and that she felt the peace of God, that she felt a wind of God, that she felt the anointing of God, because the only thing that can destroy the enemy is the anointing, Lord God. And so as we touch and agree, according to your word, two or more touching and agree, and you will be in the midst. And it's not by my power or might, but it's by the Holy Spirit. And so through the Holy Spirit, touch Linda. Through the Holy Spirit, touch Linda right now in the name of Jesus, God. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord. And in Jesus' name we say amen. And we have another prayer request. We just want to ask everyone to just pray for the man of God. He's from East New York, and he's having trouble in the court system. And I just want to speak briefly just about relationships coming to an end. Sometimes relationships come to an end, but if you have a man a desire to see his children, then you ought to let them see them. And if the man doesn't want to be with you anymore, then you tell him his dear Lord. You count it all joy and you move on. But for a woman or even a man to hinder the other party from seeing their children, from seeing, you know, their children, that is bad. And then we tell the children the wrong thing. But this man, he seeks to see his children. He seeks to want to be able to build a relationship. He seeks to try to save his children. He seeks to want to just be more than just weekly money because of what the court system say. And so, Father God, we stand in the gap for Hassan. We ask you to give him favor in the courtroom. I give him favor in the courtroom like only you can, Lord God. Give him favor with the judge. Give him favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I give him favor with the child support worker. Give him favor with the supervisors. Give him favor with the bailiff. Give him favor with the sheriff's officer. Give him favor in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, I pray that you convict and you convert the mother, Lord God. You convert her, Lord God, and convict her to do the right thing, Lord God, to allow her children, Lord God, to bond and to be able to see their father, Lord God. We speak that the courts will turn it around. We decree and we declare favor in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But, Lord God, we ask you to touch your son Hassan's heart right now. I let your heart not be troubled, man of God. What you do is you just start thanking God for peace. You start thanking him for peace. You start preparing to see your children. You start making a way to see your children. You start thanking him for allowing you to see your children. You start speaking life over your children even when you don't see them. Start speaking life over your baby's mother, because at one point you had to love her, because it doesn't say child, it says children. You start speaking life over yourself. You start speaking increase over yourself. You start speaking the power and authority over yourself, and God will do the shift. When we do the opposite of what's going on, the enemy knows that we're on to something. He knows already that we walk in dominion power, but if we can keep our mind stayed on our situation, if he can keep us bogged down and cussing and angry and fighting one another, he knows that the glory of God cannot manifest in that atmosphere. God doesn't show up in confusion. And so now shift it and walk into the courtroom with peace. The favor of God will be waiting for you. And so I decree and I declare favor in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare the peace of God in the mighty name of Jesus, because you're able, Lord God, and because you're willing, Lord God. And so we have another prayer request for Mr. Williams, for his son. And so, Father God, we come against the spirit of addiction. how we come against the spirit of addiction. How we come, spirit of addiction, in the name of Jesus. Fire of the living God. I track down Mr. Williams' son in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord God, take out the nicotine taste, Lord God. I take out every taste that is not from you, Lord God. I take out that demonic taste from out his mouth, Lord God. I take it out, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I dry it up, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I make it to where he can't even sense it or smell it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Our Lord God, we bless you because we know that you're able, Lord God. We don't care who don't believe, but we believe, Lord God. We don't care about what the naysayers and the doubters say, but we believe you, Lord God. We're all living witnesses, each and every one of us that is on this line. And so as we stand in the gap for Mr. Williams' son, just like we want someone to stand in the gap for our son, we speak to the spirit of addiction and we command it to leave in the name of Jesus. We cast out the demon of addiction in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast out the spirit of bitterness. And the reason why I say bitterness and unforgiveness, because when you hold on to spirits of unforgiveness, when you hold on to spirits of bitterness, when you hold on to anger, when you hold on to your childhood abuse, it allows other spirits to come into your spirit. It allows the spirit of rage to overtake you. It allows the spirit of addiction to overtake you. It allows mental illness to overtake you because they come together and they're connected. And when you feed on one, the other one will come. And so, Lord God, burn up the spirit of unforgiveness that's in Mr. Williams' son. I don't know if there was a situation with Mr. Williams and his son. I don't know if there's something that needs to be talked about, but he needs to get to his son, and he needs to tell his son that he forgives him, and his son needs to open his mouth and tell his father that he forgives him, and so that this demon can loosen him in the name of Jesus. And we call it that it will be done, and we speak that it will be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you honor. And so, Father God, we have another prayer request. Monica is her name. And, Lord God, we ask you, she's asking that you deliver her daughter from the spirit of homosexuality, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, as you see fit, Lord God, to touch her daughter, Lord God. Father God, to transform her daughter's mind, Lord God. To allow her daughter to see what is displeasing to you, Lord God. But even while you're transforming her, Lord God, even while you're seeking her, Lord God, even while you're making things new to her, Father God, Lord God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch her heart, Lord God, and to show her that we love her no matter what condition she is in, that we love her no matter what type of relationship she's in, and that we're going to love her enough so that God can deal with what needs to be dealt with on the inside. We come against the tormenting spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit that tells our children that you don't fit in. You might as well come with this clique and you might as well come with that clique. And I encourage each parent that's on the line today that I may not be able to get to, that if you have young children, you have young sons, be careful where you let them spend the night at. Be careful when you let them go with their girlfriends different places. Be careful when you let them spend the night over, because that's where it always starts. It always starts in the room with being curious about what you have and what I have. And when we grew up, it wasn't the way it was that it is now. You can look on YouTube and see everything. You can look on the TV and see everything. You can go on the internet and see everything. And so if you desire to intercede for your children, you start with allowing yourself to be in the middle, to stand in the gap. That's what an intercessor is, to speak life over your children. To tell them in a loving manner, this is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that a man should not lay with a man, that it is an abomination. The Word of God says that a woman shouldn't lay with a man unless that is her husband, that is fornication. And yes, God loves us. In spite of what we do, he still loves us. But in the end, we desire to get to heaven. And so the Bible tells us without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And so sometimes you say, I don't do that many sins, and I don't do. The Bible says without holiness, no man will see the Lord. Without purity, without being separate, without keeping your mind stayed on God, you will not see the things of God. The Bible tells us that Satan is roaming to and fro, and him and one-third of the angels and all the demons that he has conjured up. And so sometimes it seems like we're losing, but if you read your Bible, you'll know that we already won. You already know that Jesus got up on the third day with all power and that hell is ready to be locked. Jesus had the keys to hell and death. Death can only come if Jesus sent him. And so if God allows you to encounter a prophet this week and they give you a word, and that the word is free, believe that it's God. You don't believe everything you have to pay for. Don't believe every line you need to get into. But you got to realize that I can get in the place of God myself, that I can get in the word of God myself, that I can read the word for myself, and I can make sure that, hey, what this person is saying to me is the truth. And so, Lord God, we glorify you. We bless your name, Lord God. We ask you to give Monica peace, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to give Monica peace, Lord God. Give her strength. We charge the warring angels to come right now, Lord God, into the camp all around Monica. We ask you to comfort her in the name of Jesus. It's not the end of the world, Monica. I have a son that, you know, he thinks he needs to smoke weed. He thinks he needs to do this. He don't want to do the right thing. He's not married yet. We have a beautiful grandson, and in spite of what he's doing, I'm still believing God to deliver him and bless him. And so no matter what your children are in, no matter what they're facing, your job is to speak life over them. Your job is to pour into them. Your job is to love everything that's not of God out of them. But don't turn your back on your children, because then the enemy will win. We must do it God's way. We must love unconditionally. When Jesus met the woman at the well, he could have turned his back on her. He could have said, oh, I don't want you to fetch me no water. You're a prostitute. I don't know where your hands were last night. But he do know where her hands were, because he knows all things. And so he knew what your daughter would tell you this week. He knew what would happen. He knows all things. But I encourage you to get into the word of God. I encourage you to speak the word of God. I encourage you to go into warfare, meaning that you snatch back your daughter. You cast out them demons. You speak life until life manifests. And so, Lord God, we thank you. We have a prayer request from Jamila. And so, Lord God, we speak life and we silence the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. Jamila, if you can hear me, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, come into my life, Lord Jesus. Overtake me, Lord Jesus. Wash me and cleanse me, Lord Jesus. Make me white as snow, Lord Jesus. Touch my mind, Lord Jesus. Forgive me for all my sins, Lord Jesus. And if you have prayed that prayer, you are now whole, Jamila. You are now whole with the Lord. When the spirits come on you and they have you wanting to do different things and say different things, say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. If you can't remember that, you remember that their blood never loses its power. And so you walk around your body, even right now, just touch your body and say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over my heart. I plead the blood of Jesus over my body. I plead the blood of Jesus over my home. I plead the blood of Jesus over my finances. I plead the blood of Jesus over my children. I plead the blood of Jesus over my community. I plead the blood of Jesus at my job. I plead the blood of Jesus at the grocery store. I plead the blood of Jesus wherever I shall go. I will plead the blood of Jesus. And so we speak life to Jamila. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. She shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. Every foul thought in the mighty name of Jesus, every spirit that is not of God, every spirit of suicide, we cast you out now in the name of Jesus, and we command you to go to the dry places. I pray to Speak Life Ministry is praying with Pastor, and pray for Jamila, pray for Monica, pray for Hassan, pray for the women and men of God that have request prayer. But we speak life in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, so we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for Jamila. Thank you for Monica and her daughter. Thank you for Mr. Williams and his son. Thank you for Hassan and reuniting him with his children, Lord God. Thank you for fixing it, Lord God. Ah, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we speak to Chantel. We speak to her heart. Father God, we speak to the emptiness, Lord God. So you say, what God has brought together, let no man separate, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that if Chantel can hear me, just say, I forgive him. That you'll get your breakthrough by saying, Lord, I forgive him. I forgive him and I forgive myself. Sometimes we'll never forgive ourselves. Sometimes we never want to forgive each other. And so we say, Lord, right now we summons the giant angels to go to Chantel right now. Our Lord God, we just allow her to even hold on to the good memories. When you're married 19 years, there has to be good memories. But the Lord says the only thing that separates a man and woman is the spirit of adultery. And if it has come in because we have the free will of God, we have to just trust God. And through the tears, through the crying, we trust, Lord God, that you will move by your spirit, that you will bless your daughter Chantel, Lord God, and that you will teach her how to forgive in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But, Lord God, we speak to that nightmare demon, that restless demon that will not let her sleep, Lord God. And, Lord God, right now, at the sound of my voice, as the fire of God leaves me, the spirit of God, Chantel, is going to fall upon you. And the power of God is going to overtake you. And the peace of God is going to find you in this place. You won't be in this place again because we speak life over you. We speak the will of God over you. We speak the spirit of forgiveness to fall upon your tongue. And when you open your mouth and you say, I forgive him, and you don't allow people to speak negatively in your ear when they constantly bringing you bad things, you will walk in victory. And God will bless you again. And you'll see that there is life after a divorce. There is life after a divorce. There is life after a divorce. And so we say thank you, Jesus. And we want to pray for John from Philly. He just lost his mom, and so we just ask the Lord to comfort John. It's hard. I haven't experienced that, and Lord knows I just don't want to, but we know that we all live and we all have a death date. So, Lord God, we ask you to comfort John right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to send the angel just to wrap your arms around him, Lord God. I hear the Lord saying to tell you, John, there was nothing you could have done different now that she's gone. A lot of times when someone leaves, we say, if I would have did this different, and if I would have showed up more, and if I would have been there more, and if I wouldn't have, you know, gave us so much heartache, then this would have happened. And so then you live the rest of your life that God allows you to live it with a spirit of torment. The Bible teaches us that God does not send a spirit of torment, and he doesn't even condemn us until he wakes us up from the grave, and then he will tell us what we have done wrong. And so we rebuke the spirit of torment that's on the man of God. And we speak the peace of God, and as the days go by and as the weeks go by, you'll always miss your mother. But know that she's in a better place. Believe, God, that she's in a better place. And now you, John, have to strive to live according to the will of God so that you can get to that place and so that you will enter into the glory room and so that you will be able to see the angels dancing and see the mansions and the roads paved with gold. And so we thank you, Lord God. And so we pray for Kim. She's in Delaware. And Kim is from Delaware. She lost her boyfriend last night. And so death is just roaming to and from, just seeking who he can devour. And so we ask the Lord right now to give Kim peace. We ask the Lord to give Kim peace in the name of Jesus. We ask the Lord right now to touch Kim, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We ask that everybody on the line just pray for each and every individual that has requested for prayer. We ask you right now by your power, Lord God, by your Holy Ghost and through the Holy Ghost to touch your daughter Kim right now. Oh, Lord God, we break the soul ties. You can't stay connected because he's gone now. I'm speaking to Kim. Sometimes we don't want to move on when others leave. And it doesn't mean you get a new boyfriend tomorrow. It doesn't mean that you move on. But it means that you allow the peace of God to come and dwell in your place. It means that you allow God to overtake you and allow you to go through the process of grieving, because we all have to grieve. But it allows you to realize that I'm still here, and I got to make sure that my kids are all right, and I have to make sure that my bills is paid, and I gotta get strong, and I know I got to get strong. But it's okay to cry. When you cry, it's a good thing. It's a sign that you're in the land of the living. And so, Lord God, I ask you to comfort Kim, Lord God, as she prepare to rest, put her boyfriend to rest, prepare for his funeral, prepare for everything that's going to take place, Lord God. Lord God, we bind up confusion. We bind up so many things that will try to come up, Lord God, And we ask you to send the angels to comfort her, Lord God, to comfort her when all this different information will start to surface, Lord God. We ask you to guard her ears, to guard her heart, Lord God, and guard her mind, Lord God. You won't lose your mind. You may lose some peace because it does hurt, but you won't lose your mind. But God is a peace giver. He's the one that gave it to you. He will increase you with your peace again, Kim, if you ask. And so as we get ready to close, we just ask the Lord to move by his power. We ask God to move by his Holy Ghost power for each and every person that did not get prayer, each and every person that have not received prayer. Just open your mouth and say, Lord God, fill me up. Everything that's not of you, take it out of me, Lord God. I repent, Lord God, and I ask you to fill me up, Lord God. Fill me up for next week. I need your Holy Ghost power. Fill me up, Lord God, with your power. I need peace, Lord God. Fill me up, Lord God, with joy. I need joy. I need strength. I need your strength to go on, Lord God. And if you said that prayer, Lord, fill me up with the Holy Ghost. And then the Lord will fill you up with the Holy Ghost. He'll be a keeper of your soul. He'll talk to you. He'll speak to you. He'll comfort you. He'll guide you, and he'll lead you. He is the Holy Ghost. Jesus told them in Acts 1 and 1, don't leave until you are endowed with the power of the Holy Ghost. And so I speak that God will give everyone on the line that came together, will give them the peace that they need, will open up the door that needs to be opened, that will send the finances that need to come, that will mend broken hearts, Lord God, that you, Father God, will come in like a ram in the bush, Lord God, and you'll bless us abundantly, that we'll laugh again, that we'll sing again, Lord God. Ah, Lord God, we speak peace over each and every one of our members, Lord God. We thank you for Speak Life Ministry. We thank you, Lord God, for the pastors. We thank you for our sons and daughters. We thank you for Evangelist Rashana, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God, Keisha. We thank you for the blog. We just thank you for an opportunity to be able to pour into your children. And then I seal every port and I seal every hole so that you will not lose anything that God has poured into us on the day. We bless your name, Father God, because without you is not possible. We give you glory, Lord God, because you are worthy and worthy to be praised, Lord God. And in everyone, you could just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let someone, as soon as you get off the line, take your peace from you. And if your peace haven't yet arrived, say, Lord God, I thank you for this peace. 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 And that peace will show up in the name of Jesus. God bless you, and we'll see you not next week, but the week after. May you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. God bless you all.